Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's the real deal with Real ID and why Democrats are wedding themselves to the recently deported El Salvadorian man, you're in the right place on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This headline, it's like a Mad Libs. It's just like the second time I've said that today. Underwear cocaine bust in the Florida Keys nets arrest of Miami man. Oh my gosh. Or you could just say Miami man arrested for having cocaine in his britches. Right. 36 years old. Guy tried to smuggle cocaine. He was arrested in Monroe County. This name, A-N-T-W-A-N-E, Antwain?
That sounds right.
Was stopped by the sheriff's office. A search resulted in almost 30 grams of cocaine. It was in his underwear, so he was taken into custody, transported to Monroe County Jail. It sounded like he was cooperative, which is boring.
I feel like underwear didn't have to be in the story at all.
He just had it in his britches, but no, apparently. Or you could be like these people, and they tried to flee a drug bust on a scooter. Oh, boy. So these people, it is on an electric scooter, excuse me. So they, DeLand, Florida. 34-year-old Nicole Wirt and her brother were fleeing a drug bust involving her boyfriend, 35-year-old James Burgess. They were trafficking drugs, and I guess the police chopper has them. They were on one of the little stand scooters, like a child scooter, and they're going so incredibly slow. She's, I guess, commandeering it, and they fell over in traffic, which is great. They literally fell over. They fell off the scooter. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. The worst fleeing I've ever seen. They got the chopper. I'm watching the footage. All these people are stopping. They couldn't get back on the scooter. He kept falling off. He's in socked feet, for crying out loud. And they didn't get very far. They maybe went 25 feet before they fell over. And then they got taken into custody. That's like the, I mean, nope. Notice how none of these people ever actually plan an escape. Like, what happens if something goes sideways? You know, what happens if that's the case? I don't know. This is actually a really great story. I watched this video over the weekend. It's Fox 13. A Florida woman was being dragged by a man in an SUV. He was trying to kidnap her kids. One of them was 6 months old. The other, I think, was two. And they were in a parking lot, and he was trying to drive off against her will, dragging her. She was trying to get her kids out. It was outside of a shopping center in Jacksonville. And all these people, all these good Samaritans, you can watch Juan showing you right now. That's the SUV. They all ran out there to intervene and to help this woman get her kids. The guy was taken into custody, and police used the appropriate amount of force to do so. It was a beautiful thing to watch. And they didn't, now this is the body cam footage. They had the audio later, but this guy's like, what? I didn't do anything wrong. What are you talking about? And they're like, dude, we got you on video, like trying to kidnap kids. They took him into custody after forcefully taking him to the ground. Because when you target children, guess what? I really feel like he should have had his face scraped up on the asphalt a little bit more, but that's just me. I want to buy all of these officers like a brew and like send them food and all kinds of stuff. I mean, yeah, that's how it's done right there. But I loved all. How many times do we see videos of people not helping and someone's in need and all these people are just like, oh, or they just take like video footage and they upload it. That's CCTV video footage. There isn't any other footage of that. So everybody immediately saw what was happening and they all ran to help. I haven't seen that in a long time. So that was like such a great feel-good story. It was so nice. Also, let's see here. How many times must you go to prison for impersonating a cop before you stop impersonating a cop? This Florida man was, Orange County man, was arrested Monday, last Monday. He was accused of impersonating a police officer and pulling people over. Now, he has literally just served time in prison and is out because he was doing the same thing prior. 60-year-old Albert Dolan. He would have amber lights flashing. He pretended his car was an unmarked police vehicle. This portion of our program, it's Kel-Tec, the PR 57, chambered in 5.7. This is a great firearm. It's, I think, one of the best ones that they've done. They've made a lot of really good stuff, but I really think this is just absolutely one of the best. And it's just super affordable. MSRP is $399. Come on. But it's lighter than all the other 5.7s out there, 40% lighter than the next 5.7. It has a unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips, so you get a slimmer profile, 20+1 capacity, too, low recoil, and for ease of use and accuracy, engineered for simplicity and reliability. It's just a great everyday carry for everyone. It's the first of its kind, Kel-Tec PR57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, and you can find it at KelTecWeapons.com. KELTEC, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show as a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. In Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun, and God uses imperfect people all the time. And I'm just seeing these similarities in how he's using President Trump and how he's used other actual king in this country. We have a king in the form of the deep state. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. We are at the bottom of this first hour on Monday. I hope you all are having a really good week, kicking it off if you're listening terrestrially across the nation with little Duran Duran as we rolled in. All right, so I don't watch 60 Minutes anymore. I did when I was a kid because my parents watched it. And that was usually my signal to start getting ready for bed, is when I heard 60 Minutes. Because it was after dinner, and then 60 Minutes kicked in. And it was always Sunday night, you know, you're going to, so I, in my head, whenever I hear this, that clock, I'm immediately like, oh, I gotta, and it doesn't matter where I am. I'm like, oh, I gotta, oh, wait a minute. I'm not a little teenage Dana anymore. So Scott Pelley, when I was watching, like in the mid to late 90s, early aughts, he was kind of, he wasn't as large of a presence on 60 Minutes as he is now. So he was sort of like a sideline reporter. I don't know how else to put it. Now, you know, he's one of the marquee names that they have there. And this whole story, I've never actually seen anybody do like a 2 minutes hate like this on TV before. And they're upset because of 60 Minutes. President. So if you don't know, we talked a little bit about this last week with regards to media. So Bill Owens, sorry, not the president. I meant to say producer, the other P. He's an executive producer. Bill Owens is an executive producer at 60 Minutes. He's been there for quite a long time. And he quit last week because of what he said was a lack of editorial freedom. And they're blaming the Trump administration for it. The way that they are positioning it, they're acting as though the Trump administration is pushing him out because they don't like free speech. That's the way they put it. I think it was this memo that came out last week where Owens was blasting the administration. He says, it's clear that I'm not allowed to run the shows. I'll always run it to make independent decisions based on what is right for 60 Minutes. And that it ended up getting out. You know, it's a lawsuit that's happening right now over that Kamala Harris interview. And that's what the Trump lawsuit's about. And all this happened like the beginning of last week, and it's obviously very far left. And the interview that is in question is the interview that they did with Kamala Harris in October leading up to the November election. And it was this actually is a correct way to describe it. I very rarely use this phrase, but this legitimately was deceptively edited. Remember the answers that she would give, and there was a release of her full answer compared to what aired on 60 Minutes, and it's night and day. One answer, she's meandering all over. She can't explain anything. She doesn't seem to demonstrate a grasp of the subject matter. And then in the next minute, they do these weird jump cuts where they tried to make it less obvious, but they literally cleaned up her answer for her. And That's, how is that not an in-kind donation, really? But anyway, so Owens wrote this memo because now this lawsuit, I mean, that's exactly what they're accusing him of, right? And so he's come under a lot of fire, this Bill Owens guy. He's come under a lot of fire because of this and this looming lawsuit. And they're blaming their malfeasance on the administration, which is crazy. And so he left as a result of all of that because he doesn't feel like he can do fake news anymore when people are calling out fake news. And that's ultimately what it is. Like, how dare I be corrected after doing fake news? So Scott Pelley, again, going back to him, he went on this rant against, because Paramount now owns CBS. So he went on this rant against Paramount. We can't play the video, even though it's a news show and it's absolute fair use, because they'll make you fight it out in court and they'll say it's a copyright infringement. So unless you have endless oodles of money, we can only play for you the audio. But listen to Scott Pelley have his tantrum on air. This is embarrassing.
Stories we've pursued for 57 years are often controversial. Lately, the Israel-Gaza war and the Trump administration. Bill made sure they were accurate and fair. He was tough that way. But our parent company, Paramount, is trying to complete a merger. The Trump administration must approve it. Paramount began to supervise our content in new ways. None of our stories has been blocked, but Bill felt he lost the independence that honest journalism requires. No one here is happy about it, but in resigning, Bill proved one thing. He was the right person to lead 60 Minutes all along.
Oh, for the love. Oh, he did such a great, that's how they're presenting this. Oh, he did such this great thing. They had, I mean, the way that they edited that Kamala Harris interview was, I've never seen anything like that before, actually. And I rarely ever get to say stuff like that. And so he's mad because it's the absolute journalistic malpractice is making the merger, it's putting a wrinkle in things, so to speak, that and this lawsuit. And so he doesn't feel like he wouldn't apologize for it, because Trump sued the lawsuit, I think, isn't it like something like $20 billion they sued CBS for? And the controlling shareholder of Paramount, Sherry Redstone, wants them to settle because she doesn't want to jeopardize the merger. CBS and Paramount Global, they're trying to, the mergers with Skydance Media, and they're trying to get all of this settled before this merger, because they don't want the FCC, which is under the administration's control, to halt the transaction, which I don't think that they would, but this is just them trying to, they just don't want to be held accountable for fake news, for actual propaganda. That was propaganda. That wasn't a journalistic enterprise. And for this crusty old bat to sit there on his little stool in front of his little green screen and talk about journalistic integrity, what he's doing is defending a guy who gave an in-kind campaign contribution to Kamala Harris just like, what, 2 weeks? Not even 2 weeks. Before the November election, they edited her nonsensical answer to make sense. That's why it looked so weird and it was jumpy and they had these weird like cutaways, because they were trying to hide from all of that. That was propaganda. They engaged in propaganda, and then they're mad because they get called out for it. And they're mad because the propaganda, that's an absolute, they were trying to tilt the scale. And when you get to public airwaves that close to an election, you're supposed, remember what the whole point was. They gave Kamala Harris all this time and attention. They finessed her interview answers and totally ignored Trump. That you can't do that. That's against federal election. That's against campaign or federal law regulating campaigning. You have the timer starts so many weeks before an election, and if you're on public airwaves, and because we know about it because we broadcast on a lot of terrestrial, you know, hundreds of terrestrial stations around the country. And so we have to be aware of that. Like if we have one a Republican candidate on, you know, a week before the election, by law, we have to give equal time to a Democrat candidate. And so it's that equal time consideration that the Harris campaign is being accused, and CBS being accused of violating. So thus the suit. And it's accurate. I mean, that's what they know, they're going to have to settle with him. It's accurate. But for Bill, for Scott Pelley to do this, this is so lame. By the way, what in the world is going on with CBS? Our partners over at All Family Pharmacy. This is one of my favorite people to work with. And not just because I'm actually a customer. It's like that hair club for men thing. Not only am I'm also the president. Well, I'm not the president. But I love what they do, because medicines that you need, and especially those therapeutics that the government tried to prevent you from getting during lockdown, well, they have all of it. They've got the ivermectin. They got the hydroxychloroquine. They have all of the antibiotics. They also have your everyday medications. And they're affordable. It's simple and it's fast. If you don't have insurance, not an issue, because they have very straightforward, affordable pricing. Online ordering, shipping is just 2 to 4 days. You can also do overnight in a pinch, which I have done before because, oh my gosh, I was getting strep throat for Thanksgiving. Thought I was going to die. And I'm like, I couldn't get to urgent care. There was a line. Like, I got to get some. They got it to me overnight. And I was immediately able to start getting better and still host Thanksgiving. It was amazing. And not infect everybody. It was so nice. All the other thing that I love is everything is made in the U.S. You can't say that with other medications or the inputs from other medications, but you can say that with All Family Pharmacy. None of the stuff comes from either China nor India. It's all manufactured all from right here in the US of A. So they have very high standards of quality and safety. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Get 10% off with promo code Dana. Be prepared. Protect yourself and your family today with allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently, half of the United States is going to have some hot and dry conditions coming up, says USA Today. Yeah, hot and dry conditions coming up here in the United States. Coinciding with summer. It's summer. Stop it, you stupid weather environmental freaks. Oh my gosh, can you guys believe? It's going to be super hot coming up. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? It's going to be hot. It's going to be dry. Yeah, it's called summer. It's what it's called. Okay, I got it. Oh, these people. Also, officers are warning of, oh, here we go. Cane moon rocks, highly potent cannabis.
Cannabis.
I don't even know. I feel like this is all like reefer madness.
Kind of.
Isn't it? It seems like the officers are warning of potent cannabis moon rocks. What does it do? They combine the marijuana flower. This is all too already in the weeds for me. Combining marijuana flower with hash oil and rolling it in cannabis powder, resulting in THC levels that reach 50% or higher. I don't even.
That's like the moonshine of weed.
Isn't that taking like moonshine and mixing it with other moonshine and then mixing it with like gin, and then is the same thing, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious. Yeah. It's a little reefer madness there. Colorado senator claims preschoolers bring big backpacks of weed to class. Well, it's Colorado. They voted to like legalize everything. I'm going to tell you, the last time I was in Denver, I've never been outside and randomly just smelled a ton of weed before and had no idea where it was coming from. You know what I mean? Like, normally you're like, oh, it's that person over there. I mean, the stinkiest, it was like someone blew up a dead animal.
The whole town's
I don't even know. It was like a dead animal fart. I don't even know, man. That's what it smelled like, and it was horrible, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is... nobody knew where it came from. Now, in the days of yore, you'd be like, it's that person because we can see them. But now it's like so prevalent. So actually, I wouldn't be surprised at all if a preschooler was carrying a giant backpack of weed. Well, I don't know. It's Colorado. They can go and do whatever. They can just, you know, they got rid of all their guns, but they can be high as a kite when they're being assaulted and targeted by criminal elements now. Yay, look at that. Can we talk about this Bill Belichick? I don't even follow football. I even know about this.
Hey, living his best life.
Stop it. So Bill Belichick sits down for this interview, and it's their Sunday morning sports show. And he was asked about his relationship with this chick that's like, how much younger is she than him, Kane?
50.
She's not 50 years younger than him.
I think it's
about Is he 50. 80?
Is she 30?
He's in his 70s and she's 24, I think.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's okay.
50 years.
Anyway, he was asked about the origin of their relationship, and the girl, the girlfriend, air quotes, just barks off camera. We're not discussing that. Can we play any of this, or is this the same deal? We'll play some audio same for deal. You. Listen to this.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
It is so weird. That was so, because it's supposed to be like a Sunday morning, like, ha ha, you know, like a great, relaxed sports discussion. Okay, can we put up the photo of just him in his sweatshirt? So Kane thinks that she's a prostitute, that he's just paying.
What?
Is that what you just said?
That's not what I said.
Steve said that?
Steve had said that. That's the rumor that
the rumor is that Jordan Hudson is a pay-for-play girl.
Those aren't the words I used.
Not verbatim, but I mean, come on. That's what you used. Come on! That's the rumor. The rumor is that she's a prostitute and he's paying her. That's the rumor. Now, the only reason that I would give that any weight is I want you to look at how this man's dressed. Bill Belichick goes on a national television show. Is it supposed to be derelict chic? I guess it's stylized that way. The neck is too loose.
Or four shirts.
It's a faded, tattered sweatshirt.
It's comfy.
And I'm sure it was purchased that way. You don't wear that on national television. And no self-respecting female. Ladies, you know this is true. And men, you know you're ladies. No self-respecting female is going to allow their man to go on national television dressed like that. True. I would have stopped the interview and made him change. And then I would have said, this interview doesn't continue if you note what just happened. And then allow him to do the interview. It dressed in a nicer shirt to where he looks nice and confident and relaxed and doesn't look like a hobo that came from under a bridge. So that's why I'm like, if I kind of am entertaining that rumor because of that alone.
I have like three or four shirts like that. It's just what I do the yard work.
That's
in.
Irrelevant. The sure. Yard work is not sitting down doing a national interview.
You eat pizza wings in?
No.
You can see a little bit of pizza wing sauce on his shirt. Can you see that one? Can you pull it back up there? Because I think I saw a little pizza
no
wing
pizza
sauce.
There's no pizza wing sauce on this.
No, look at that. Look at his opposite
oh my
of his
gosh.
The collar.
I don't know what it is. No, why is he wearing it? Why is he wearing that? Because it looks like he's an abused old man. That's what it looks like. And I just.
Wing sauce. But if somebody rolled up in a news truck while I was doing yard work, that's
then
how
you'd
see
know,
me.
No. You know what you do? You'd go, well, hang on, I'm doing yard work. Let me go get a button down on.
No.
That's what you'd say.
No, I wouldn't.
You would not be like, oh, let me wipe off this wing sauce off my mouth and then sit down in your lawn, you're doing yard work
shirt.
If they
rolled up on me and they want to put me on the news just like that, I'm not going
Steve,
to put
a button
on. Steve,
would you sit down and do a national interview? If someone was like, hey, DJ Fun Uncle, we want to sit here and interview you. And would you show up in that kind of sweatshirt?
No, but the thing is, like, that's his brand. He always wears tattered stuff. It's like his look. I don't know why.
That's true, actually.
Why? Stop it.
He's
men.
He's an everyday man.
Any man who thinks, look, it's fine if that's your day-to-day. But that's your day-to-day, and then you have what I call your show-up stuff, okay? When you got to show up, you got to have the clothes to show up in. And in your yard work sweatshirt, that ain't it. I'm just saying. But long story short, that's why I entertain Steve's rumor that he heard that she's a paid side piece, because no self-respecting woman who cares about her man is going to allow her man to show up like that. Not going to happen. And you all know it. Women get angry. You know why? Because it's a reflection on us. We do it partially because we care about you, but also because it reflects on our strength as a woman. We don't have it together if our men are going out there looking rough. You know what I mean? Like, you are not that Proverbs lady that is respected at the city gate if you are allowing your man to show up in a wing sauce yard work, I'm eating pizza with holes in it sweatshirt. Not happening. Y'all know it's true.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.